Obviously, we're OTA day number three, so we're in the infantile stages of what we're doing. So even just to be out here and working on communication and talking and getting used to hearing each other's voices and understanding, you know, how people move is really where we're at.
Yeah,
right
how
now.
Important is that? Because Jarrell was just talking about the conversation that has to continue.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's huge as far as our guys just, you know, working together. When you get guys that play together for a long time, sometimes that tone of their voice just kind of you can hear no matter how loud it is in the stadium or how many people around or whatever it is, you're just dialed into those particular guys that you're playing with all the time. So that's what we're working on right now. A lot of communication, a lot of focus on trying to get everybody on the same page, and like I said, just getting out here and working together, which is kind of the exciting part for us.
Matt, you've been at this for a while now with the group. What's the best, what do you get most out of the OTA?
Good question. I mean, I think that for us, the OTA, the real important thing here is for us to work on, like I said, that building our defense, start to introduce our fundamentals, and start to introduce our communication, like I said, so that when we get to our training camp period, we're not spending as much time on those. If we can get a head start now in the OTA session, that's really what we're trying to do. So, you know, we'll force a lot of communication to be made during this camp and during these practices to hopefully make it easier when we get to the portion of the season when we can work on some of those padded fundamentals.
Do you start to look at, like, little things? You start to see, wow, like, maybe pick some things out from certain guys that, like, maybe this surprised you or doesn't? This maybe needs work in this. Maybe he can do this or can't do that. Is it too early for that?
No, I mean, you definitely don't want to jump ahead. I think you're, again, trying to really just start with the fundamental basic part of it and make sure that you're, you know, building on those building blocks. You certainly will see guys flash some things here or there that is encouraging, and or things that you'd say, all right, we got to work on this now and we have some time to do it. So that's what we're looking at from that standpoint.
Matt, I know you said that it's really early and just beginning, but do you feel like maybe potential a little more athletic for your group?
Athletic.
Speed guys.
I mean, it's a hard question. I mean, these guys are NFL football players. They're very athletic. They're fast. They're, you know, the guys have all that stuff. So, again, for us right now in the spring, it's more about communication, I would say, than combine type information.
I know in the past you don't like to talk about yourself, but just being in the role that you've been in now, confidence maybe more so, I mean, the hands-on as the coordinator?
Really for myself, I mean, I still take the same approach. I'm trying to come to work every day and just make sure my key card works and I can get in the building. It's kind of my approach to things, and just trying to go out there. I have great guys that I work with from the coaching staff standpoint. Obviously, Coach Belichick, I mean, I couldn't be with a greater coach, man, you know, mentor, all of it. So I'm just very blessed, very lucky, and come to work excited, ready to go with great players and guys that want to work really hard and that do grind very hard at the game. And as a coach, that's what you can really appreciate is the way that they work at the game, and they're trying to make themselves better. They're actually out here competing and trying to work to improve. They're not just out here going through the motions. And for me, then, that's the exciting part about it.
You talk about the grind. Is there such a thing as time off for you guys? It seems like this is a never-ending cycle now.
It's just what we do. It's good. I think I'd probably be not happy if I wasn't. So I kind of always feel comfortable if we're going at it and trying to get better.
Do you enjoy this? Like, how much compared to, you know, there's different phases of a season. How much do you enjoy this part?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what's great about this is it's a different type of atmosphere to work with the guys where we're not necessarily in game plan mode and you're just focused on a singular task for that week. We're kind of trying to put, like I said, a big picture of installation in and take a look at our communication and work on some little things that we won't have time to once the season gets going. So this is certainly a good avenue or a good time of the year for us to get going and get working on it. And I think at this point in the year for us and our calendar, you're just, again, like I said, excited to get back and be with the players and be out on the field and do football.